The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Katrina Redmond is with me. She's a consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner with some bad news, I hate to say. Katrina, so household bills on the rise, I understand, next month across the board. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm really glad you didn't introduce me as the harbinger of doom, because that's what I feel like today. Yeah, there's a lot of price increases for consumers coming and have happened in the past week. And yeah, it's not good news, really. So maybe if I start with what has already happened. So Vodafone mobile phone customers already received an increase of 4.4% on Monday. So add that to increases in broadband of 350 per month from April 1st, and Vodafone are in the bad books. So, yeah, let's start with that.
All right, cool. We'll start with that. So that's first. What's next?
Okay, so next, Sky customers are going to have an increase in their annual fee by about €96, but it may be more if you're subscribed to a premium Sky TV package. Now, in saying that, they say that it reflects increased investment in their infrastructure and programming. So existing Sky customers would be familiar with, maybe there's been a change in the user interface in the last couple of weeks. It now looks a little bit more like Netflix. That said, if you like Sky, but pre-recorded or recording live TV is not an issue, you could switch over to their cheaper option, which is Now TV, and you can pay per month on that.
So why is all of this happening when it comes to those telecoms companies?
So they're all saying that it kind of relates to infrastructure and programming, but it's not just that. You know, there has been some legislative changes in Ireland that the knock-on effect then is trickling down to us. So, for example, we've got the increase in the minimum wage, the auto enrolment and pensions, which is imminent. All of these things then are kind of the costs are being passed on to us, the consumers, not in exactly the same rate, but there is like a knock on effect. And then as consumers, we're all familiar with the increase in food. I mean, we've been talking about that over the last while. And then also there is increases in energy. The wholesale energy prices have increased an awful lot over the last couple of months. And in particular, SSE Airtricity announced an increase, which will be implemented from the 2nd of April. So that's 10.5% electricity and 8.5% on gas. And obviously, all of these businesses also use energy, and they're going to pass on that cost. As commercial customers, they don't pay the consumer rates. They pay often a higher rate than we do.
So that is happening. That's the energy issue. You've mentioned food, the telecoms companies we kick things off with Vodafone, Air, Sky, you name it. What about health insurance as well? A lot of health insurance renewals happen. I got my own email during the week. Are they on the up?
Yeah, well, they are on the up, but 85% of all customers, according to the Health Insurance Authority, actually renew between the months of December and January. So I think you're a little bit of an outlier.
Oh, I'm an outlier in that regard. Okay.
So most consumers will already have switched. So that won't actually hit them until they renew next December or January. But yes, there are increases that are being implemented from the beginning of next month. And then we've also got Three Ireland are increasing 4.5% in their mobile phone bills in April, similar to Vodafone. And then finally, we've also got the temporary VAT rate on energy costs. So at the moment, it's 9%, and it was kept at 9% at the last budget. But nothing has happened in the meantime, and it's meant to revert to 13.5% at the end of April. And that's going to add about €10 per month on every single household's bill if that is implemented.
Vodafone, Air, Sky, Three, your energy bills, health insurance, your food bills, you name it. You are the harbinger of doom, really, Katrina. So listen, you mentioned switching. Let's give people some sort of solace here before they utterly despair. How can they save a few quid?
Well, the first thing I always say to people is that the statistics say that most people don't switch. And I think if you don't switch, you're missing out on an absolute trick. Go to your existing provider straight away, whether it's your health insurance, your telecoms, your energy, go to them and ask them for a customer affinity or a customer loyalty deal. And you, if you are out of contract, you should instantly notice a decrease in your bills. If you feel like they're not offering you a good enough deal, then shop around and switch. I will say the Health Insurance Authority switcher tool is absolutely atrocious. I've given them that feedback numerous times. I know it's not great, but do shop around. And it is easier to shop around when it comes to telecoms and energy with the likes of the websites such as Bonkers or Switchers. So it does make life a little bit easier. And like I said, for Sky, I mean, do you really need that fixed box? Do you really need that satellite dish on the front of your house? Can you use, if you have decent broadband, can you use a system that is just streamed into the household and save you a lot of money? So it's about looking around to see if you can save money.
All right, Katrina. Listen, thanks a million for ending on an optimistic note, at least. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.